You and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department and other city service personnel completed the clear-out operation of the Palco Marsh area on Tuesday afternoon. Police released post-cleanup results and reported that over 228,000 pounds, or 114 tons of garbage, was collected during the operation, which equals close to 2 times the daily collection of garbage within the entire city. 8 arrests were also made during the operation, with 7 of those arrests occurring on Tuesday during a follow-up enforcement by Eureka Police. A woman was arrested on Monday for protesting and refusing to leave the area, while 5 were arrested on Tuesday for unrelated warrants and 2 for camping just outside of the Palco Marsh. Trailer construction is expected to begin in the area in the coming weeks, and police will continue to conduct follow-up enforcements throughout the marsh. The clear-out operation also included agencies such as the Department of Health and Human Services, Humboldt Bay Fire, and the Coast Guard, as well as several shelter organizations and animal rescue groups. County officials reported details this afternoon related to a data breach at the county courthouse that occurred in early April. 5 computers on the 5th floor of the courthouse were breached by a third-party software provider, which temporarily had access to limited confidential information. Individuals may have had access to that information, including parcel owners' names and social security numbers. An internal investigation determined that when the county upgraded its property assessment software last year, the 5 computers were misconfigured by third-party software. Officials say that to date, there has been no signs of any information being improperly used as a result of the breach. The county has already taken steps to prevent a similar incident in the future. With $5.3 million in Measure Z funding already slated for public safety in the 2016-2017 fiscal year budget, the Board of Supervisors proposed an additional $6.5 million in spending for 25 projects related to public safety. As a part of the proposal, the board recommended $1.8 million to the County Fire Chiefs Association for equipment, while $1 million was recommended to the Sheriff's Office for 7 additional staff positions. $1.5 million was recommended for local roads, and more than $250,000 was recommended for critical emergency response on the Highway 299 corridor. The budget will be available for public comment at a board meeting held on June 7th, and for a full breakdown of the proposed projects, you can visit the Measure Z webpage off of the county website. Fortuna Police will be in increased enforcement tomorrow. Dan Squire has more.
The Fortuna Police Department will beef up its vehicle patrols for Cinco de Mayo. The County Avoid the 10 Task Force will also be out on the roads in an effort to locate dangerous and impaired drivers. More than 100 people died in vehicle collisions involving an impaired driver on Cinco de Mayo in 2014. Partygoers are urged to have a sober, designated driver.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The McKinleyville Community Services District welcomed the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods as officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new McKinleyville Teen and Community Center. Construction began last summer for the $1.9 million facility, which was made possible by a tax measure passed by McKinleyville residents. The new building is located at Pearson Park on Gwynn Road, adjoined to the existing community center. This will be the first club in McKinleyville operated by the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, and the center is slated to open their doors this summer. Currently, the facility is looking for applicants interested in becoming a part of staff. For those interested, you can contact the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. At their meeting on Monday, the Fortuna City Council approved the first reading of the panhandling ordinance, and they will hold another meeting on May 16th to do a second reading and to make the ordinance official. The ordinance would impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions to aggressive solicitation. This ordinance follows a similar panhandling ordinance that the Eureka City Council passed on March 15th. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office announced job openings for the Deputy Sheriff Recruits position. Residents can be able to apply for the entry-level position, even if they don't have a background in law enforcement. Once accepted applicants pass a background check, they will attend the Basic Police Academy at College of the Redwoods, followed by a field training officer program. Upon completion, applicants will be assigned to patrol operations for the Sheriff's Office and will have opportunities to work in a number of specialized positions. For more information, you can contact the Sheriff's Office. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.